Well, there was global horror in 2011 when parts of Japan were engulfed by a massive tsunami. But then what unfolded was another calamity as the Fukushima nuclear power plant gradually went into meltdown. Well, today the verdict has been delivered in the first cases over liability for that disaster against three former executives from the Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO. They've been found not guilty of professional negligence causing death. I've just been speaking with our North Asia correspondent, Jake Sturmer, in Tokyo. Jake, what were the men alleged to have done?
Linda, it's more about what they didn't do. Essentially, the lawyers that were acting on behalf of prosecutors had argued the executives had failed to prepare for a tsunami that was greater than 10 metres in height. And the one that actually hit on March 11 as a result of that magnitude 9 quake was 15.7 metres. And the water went over the seawall and flooded the room that contained the backup generator for the power plant. And without power and electricity, there was no cooling to the reactors. And that's what eventually triggered the meltdown. So the prosecution had argued that that the three had access to data and studies that anticipated the risk to the area, but essentially the defence had claimed that, well, none of that was clearly articulated and the experts were divided. Presiding Judge Kenichi Nagafuchi, who's still giving his ruling, he found the men not guilty, saying he didn't believe key evidence from one of the TEPCO officials who had claimed to have warned the three executives. He also said it would be impossible to operate a nuclear power plant if operators are obliged to predict every possibility about a tsunami and take necessary measures, which was quite interesting. Obviously, more to come as the judge continues his ruling.
I mean, an extraordinary prosecution just for the circumstances, that massive tsunami and a nuclear power plant meltdown. In terms of prosecuting, was it unusual in law as well?
Yeah, it was. Now, these are the first individuals to face criminal charges. So it is a very significant case here in Japan. But it's also quite interesting because prosecutors had declined to indict the three because of insufficient evidence. And they rarely try cases that aren't certain winners. They have a 98% conviction rate. But there's this rarely used part of the judicial system here that allows a citizen panel that's picked at random to determine whether a case should in fact go to trial. And in this case, one of those citizen panels voted twice to indict the trio. So that's why you had lawyers acting on behalf of prosecutors. The problem and the difficulty is these citizen panels have a pretty low conviction rate. It's around 17%, according to one review of eight cases, which is a very significant contrast to that 98% conviction rate from prosecutors.
It's a very emotive issue still, obviously. A huge impact on so many people's lives for so long still to come. What sort of reaction has there been to this outcome?
Well, TEPCO, for its part, has put out a short statement apologising once again, saying it's sorry for causing great trouble and worries to many people, including those in Fukushima Prefecture. But the thing is, this verdict is not going down well for those evacuees. There's around 40,000 still without homes, and I think it's fair to say they've been stunned and pretty upset by this verdict. There were protests outside the court where this was held, and also in Iwaki, one of the areas where many evacuees are living. We heard from Shoichi Sato. He said the verdict was extremely unjust.
Before the meltdown, we'd asked TEPCO to do something, fearing a big tsunami might come. They didn't even try to respond to us. Then the huge nuclear disaster happened. We can't understand the verdict. We were forced out of our homes, which we've lived in for many years, and now we have no choice but to live like this. Why? As a citizen, I'm furious.
Soichi Sato, who's a Fukushima evacuee, our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer on the line from Tokyo.